Jordan. According to the Bible, this is where Moses died after leading the Israelites for 40 years through the wilderness, on the very threshold of the God-promised land he was never actually allowed to set foot in. You don't have to accept the Bible as literal truth to believe that 3,500 years ago, something extraordinary and fateful in world history did happen over there on the other side of the Jordan Valley. Trying to understand what remains as urgent and necessary for me as it once was for Sigmund Freud. But the first people in the modern era to actually go there and explore the history of the Jews from the ground up weren't Jewish at all. They were evangelical Christians, Victorian scientists, surveyors, clerics, and military engineers funded by bishops and philanthropists. 150 years ago, the Palestine Exploration Fund dispatched a series of expeditions to the place its supporters called the Holy Land. They wanted to prove the truth of their Christian faith by discovering the Jewish foundation stones on which that faith stood. Equipped with the latest in technology that Victorian science could provide, they sought nothing less than the precise grid references for the places where the miraculous events described in the Book of Exodus actually took place.
That's a lucky one, isn't it?
Felicity Cobbing, curator of the PEF collection, showed me the fruits of their labour.